I saw a video on one of these platforms, I think it was TikTok, where this young girl had her baby on her hip. She was on the side of an SUV holding on to the mirror or the handle at the top of the truck, while the guy that was driving apparently was the dad of the baby, or maybe it was her boyfriend, but I'm assuming it was the baby's dad. He was driving at least 50 miles an hour trying to get her off the car because she wouldn't let him leave. Ladies, gentlemen, you need to understand who you're having these babies from. Beautiful faces, welcome to another episode of Talk About It with Sunny Morrison. I am your host, Sunny Morrison. And if this is your first time tuning into my podcast, first of all, I want to welcome you and I want to thank you. I provide topic discussion content where we will discuss and we will talk about the topic of the week or the topic of the day. Sometimes I will bring on a special guest where they would talk about the topic with their experience, their expertise, as well as their knowledge, so that we can all learn something new, because I feel we all have room for growth. So on today's show, the topic is knowing who you're having these babies with, or who you having these babies from. I know that's a long topic, I know it's a lot of words, but it means a lot. And this is actually to my young ladies out there and to my young men, because some of these women who they're having these babies from, they are not capable of being a mother, as well as the women having babies from these men that are not in the position mentally, physically, or emotionally, financially to be a father. And that's vice versa. That same reason is for the women as well. So this is not just to say, women, you need to know who you're having these babies from. It's both, because it takes two to have a baby. You all need to know who you're having these babies from, because what is in the blood, in the DNA, honey, let me tell you, it will come out in the kid. It may not come out in the first kid if you have more than one child from this person, but it will come out eventually. And then it may not come out right away if you only have one child from this person. It'll eventually come out as they become adults or as they become, you know, older. So please do your due diligence and learn these people who you are laying down with, getting into relationships, because you're also getting in a relationship with a spirit. And sometimes we get so wrapped up into emotional, you know, in our emotional wires with this person, we don't realize that the person has some rooted issues that we are tending to ignore, because a lot of times we're trying to save them and not understand that we can't save them. We can help them to go get help, but we cannot save them. No matter what you do, it's not going to be enough. If these people are dealing with PTSD, borderline personality disorder, schizophrenia, emotional trauma, anything dealing with mental issues or insecurities or low self-esteem, it is going to come out in the relationship, and that person is now going to attach that to you because it's contagious. They're going to attach that behavior to you, and then without you even realizing it, you are now experiencing the same conditions mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, all of that, because you are trying to save this person. You're putting yourself in the aura and that mindset and that headspace that they're in, and you have come accustomed to it, and you feel like this is normal until you realize that this isn't normal. And when you realize that it isn't normal, it's normally when the person is either violent towards you or the person is violent towards themselves. You do all you can to try to save them. You feel sorry for them. You have remorse for them. And then you go and you have a baby from them, thinking that this is going to connect the dots, complete the puzzle of what is happening to that person. And it's not. It is going to make it worse, and it is going to put harm on the baby, because now the baby is not only going to have the DNA of the person who is having these issues emotionally, physically, mentally, financially, physically, emotionally, mentally, all of that. They're also going to have to deal with you and the other person, or both parents, trying to figure out what is going on in the relationship and how they could either reconcile and how they can either manage it to be a parent to the kid. But it never works out that way, because one, the baby wasn't brought in the way it needed to be brought in. It was brought in under circumstances, and those circumstances were not good circumstances. So you need to do your research. And when I say research, because I know some of you are like, okay, you keep saying research, what do you mean? I mean research in the family. Look at the family. Look at other family members, because if the kid doesn't come out with your personality or one of the parents' personality, the kid is going to come out with a family personality. Somebody in the family, that kid is going to have that DNA. DNA is stronger in some families. And that's nothing that you can, it's nothing that you can do about that. The only way you can do something about that is not have a baby from that person. So you got to pay attention to the mother to see how the mother is acting. Pay attention to the father. If the father is acting a certain way, look at the siblings. Pay attention to the siblings. Pay attention to the cousins, the nieces, the nephews, anybody that's associated to that person who you are having relationships with. Remember, it is spiritual beings living in a human form. So you got to pay attention to who is in that spiritual circle to know, okay, the uncle is over there talking to himself. Okay, what's going on with this uncle now? He is constantly getting up out of his seat and he's walking around the house and talking to himself. You know, you ask a question about what's going on with your uncle, and then the person will say, oh, he's just crazy. You know, because they're so used to it, it's not a big deal. You know, they're not telling you what is really wrong with uncle. They're not telling you that uncle, you know, suffers from schizophrenia, or uncle suffers from bipolar, or he had a nervous breakdown. They're not telling you what the situation is, so that way you can be aware. If they're saying, oh, he's just crazy, you're looking at, okay, well, maybe he was on drugs, you know. Maybe something happened to him for him to act like that. But they're not giving you the information that you need to know. But you need to pay attention to it. You need to pay attention to, you know, one of the younger siblings, feisty, rude, disrespectful, cursing out the parents, cursing out the person you're with. And you're like, wait a minute, what's going on with your sister? Or what's going on with your brother? Why is he talking to your parents like that? Why is he? Why are they talking to your, to you like that? You know, they're rude. They're disrespectful. So you need to pay attention to those signs. I'm telling you, the genes and DNA, very strong, and it will go into the kid, which will cause other problems. Now, I'm not saying that the kid may not come out or may not be born with those traits. I'm just telling you that you need to pay attention. It's a 50-50 chance that the kid can either come out with the DNA that is has issues and the DNA that is opposite. So I did an analytical report on my podcast to see who is tuning in, like the age demographics, to see who is tuning in to my show. And my show has the demographics of the most viewers ages 22 to like 37 38, and you know, and then older, like in the 40s and older, it's not that many, because I feel like at that age a lot of times they're not really on these platforms. So you are going to get more younger people to tune in, because this is their world, this is their lifeline, being online, being on all of these different platforms, either trying to hear what's going on out there or maybe seek some direction. So I really appreciate whoever's tuning in, but I really do appreciate the young people tuning in, because I definitely want to reach the young people. Because if we don't talk to them and level up with them, meaning when I say level up with them, I mean leveling up to their mindset so that they can understand I'm listening, but you also need to listen too. So I'm saying to you all, especially the young people, because the young people are the ones that's out here having babies, and having babies with people they meet online, having babies that they don't know anything about them because they're looking at the exterior and not the interior. And when I say exterior, I'm talking about their looks, I'm talking about their body. You know, the guys, they get attracted really quick when a woman looks curvy and voluptuous, and boobs and butt and waist and, you know, lips and hair and weave and makeup and all that stuff. They get very, they get attracted to that. And I've just been watching over the years in this new world order that we're in, with everything on social media and all of these superficial ways of girls, you know, making themselves look more than who they really are, with all the different surgeries and the BBLs and, you know, the boobs and the lace fronts and the lashes and the lips injections and all of that that is going on is not going to show you who the person really is. All that is a mask. It's just covering up who the person really is. Now, when it's time for you to lay down with this person, you are going to really understand who this person is. Because when you are sexually in a relationship, whether it's a one-time thing or just sex, that spiritual realm is going to present itself. Some get hooked, some get possessed, some get annoyed, or some even walk away from it. When you lay down sexually with someone and then you end up getting this person pregnant, not out of love, not out of relationship, not out of wanting to create life because we love each other and we want to bring a person, you know, a human being into this world, into our lives. And I'm not saying when you get in relationships and if it's perfect and everything is going gravy and great, things don't go sour, but it takes time for it to go that route. But when you're just laying down with a person just to have sex and you eventually get pregnant by this person who you have no clue who it is, because they're wearing a mask with all of this exterior mask, you don't have a clue of who they are interior wise until the baby is born. Now, I saw on Instagram or TikTok, whichever one of those, sorry for the noise, I saw on Instagram or TikTok, one of those platforms, where this young girl, she looked like she could have been in her 20s. She had a baby on her hip. She was on the side of a SUV truck holding on for dear life with the baby, because the guy who is the dad would not stop the car to talk to her. He's driving the car, doing at least 60 miles an hour with her holding this baby on her hip. And the baby had to be about maybe not even a year old. And she's holding on for dear life. Someone is recording this while this is happening. And what bothers me with these videos is the people who's recording this, no one is putting the phone down to at least go and grab the baby. Okay, if you want to kill yourself behind this spiritual person, this spirit, let me not say spiritual, behind this spirit who's obviously not a good spirit, because remember, we're spiritual beings living in a human form. And if you want to harm yourself to run behind this spirit, leave the baby out of it. But they use the babies as pawns. They use the babies as armor. They use the babies as collateral. And it's sad. You know, I hear in the news all the time of how men take the babies, you know, because they're upset with the baby's mother, and harm the baby, either throwing the baby over the bridge or beating the baby to death, whether it's their baby or not. That's another thing. You have to be careful who you bring around your own children. You really do. You have to be careful because you don't know what type of spirit this person has. If you don't do the research, and if your pineal gland isn't open, which is your third eye, to understand when you see these signs and these traits, it'll go right over your head, because now you're only dealing with your endorphins, your love emotions, and you're feeling like you're in love, and this person, you know, loves me back the way I love him, so he can do no wrong or she can do no wrong. But you're not understanding who they really are until the baby is born. Eventually, some things get better over a period of time, but for the most part, it doesn't change, because the person who you had the kid from never change. They can be in their 50s and 60s and older, and is still the same way from the time you met them, because they never got the help they needed. What they did was they connected themselves with another dot. Remember, I say connect the dots, you know, or they find someone who they can associate themselves with, and then it's contagious. So they reel these people in, and that same behavior is now spread it to them like a disease, like a germ. So to my young people out there, I really want you to take your time, get to know these people. I really feel bad for you all in this time, because it's no personal contact of meeting people. Everything is online. You know, catfishing is big. People are not telling, being honest of who they are. You know, even if they transition, they're not being honest with who they are. And it's okay to let a person know of your transition from male to female, female to male. But some are not saying it, and then some people are feeling a certain way, you know, once they find out, and it just bothers them and get angry, and it just causes, you know, violence, unnecessary violence, because you just never know. Some people out here are fine with someone transitioning. They just don't want to be caught off guard. That's all. So please be careful with who you share your DNA with, who you get sexually involved with, what spirit you're sexually involving yourself with. Listen to people when they talk. They talk about certain things. It'll show you if they're selfish. It'll show you if they are psychopath. They have no emotions or no feelings. Listen to it, because this is the era of the AI, and that's artificial intelligence. And this generation are all artificially intelligent. And what I mean by that is they are numb to emotions. They are numb to feelings. They don't care. They don't care about the other person's feelings. They don't feel bad if they hurt your feelings. They will curse out their parents. They will curse out elderly people. They do not care. So the only person, or only thing rather, that will operate that way would be a non-spiritual human being, and that is a robot. So that is what AI is, artificial intelligence. Pay attention. Don't be so quick to get caught up with laying down with these people, male or female, or even same sex. It doesn't matter, because it's the same thing. You are sharing a spiritual DNA when you are laying down sexually with someone. And although same sex can't have kids, they can also get DNA from someone else to have the kid for them. So they still have to be careful with who they are asking to have their kid for them. It applies to them as well. Because what's in that DNA, that same-sex couple, you're going to have to deal with that. So do your due diligence and do your research to find out about not only the person, but their entire family. From the granddad, the great-granddad, you need to know everything about them. Well, I hope this show opened some doors, or opened your mindset and that pineal gland. So that you can understand where I'm coming from with this topic about knowing who you're laying down with to have kids. Check that DNA from the family tree and see who you are about to add to your tree. You know, who your offspring is about to be and become, based on who you are sharing your spiritual DNA with. All right, beautiful faces, always have hope, helping other people every day, holding on positive energy. Always have hope, okay? And until the next time, you will hear me in the next show. Go ahead and have a sunny day, beautiful faces. Talk About It with Sunny Morrison was brought to you by Fashion Reboot, a sustainable pre-owned boutique online specializing in vintage, retro, modern-day brands, and unique styles. Follow them, fashionreboot.store.